Of the 15 to 30 million Roma in the world, it is estimated that between 10 and 12 million live in Europe. In Romania, the Roma community faces several social problems, such as unemployment, poor health, and the lack of education. Gelu Duminica is one of the Roma leaders, and he has an association through which he fights for the rights of this community.
What we have to understand is that the Roma minority is not a social minority, but an ethnic minority, and that many times the images we have about the Roma have nothing to do with the minority's members, with language or culture, but rather with the members of a minority who is illiterate, poor, and so on.
The main problem is the education. Roma children abandon school at early age, which is the main reason they can't overcome their status. Geza Ödvös comes from a Roma community, and he is the example of being able to succeed when you have a little support.
The merit is due to my father, who taught me as a little child. I grew up in the Vazdask Foundation, being a volunteer as a kid. From 2011, I took part in the youth organization of the Roma Party in Salaj. In the beginning, I was employed as a driver, and now I'm head of the organization for the last year. As for the association, we met in 2015. We are two Roma, two Hungarians, and three Romanians.
Public health is one of the problems that the Roma community deals with, as Geza says.
There is a need for health mediators, people who want to get involved. A single health mediator cannot deal with a few hundred people. It would require assistance from the Roma nurses and the support of the family doctor. They have to go to the communities to explain basic hygiene, to communicate with them.
The integration of Roma people is determined by the implication of the local authorities. As Gelu Duminica says, they only care about Roma communities around elections.
The tasks are exclusive to the local public authorities. That they in parallel must be supported by the community is a secondary issue, but the authority should keep that in mind. Very often, the Roma issue is seen as a powerful electoral instrument, and they are kept dependent only to vote for who is in power at the moment.
The Romanian MEP Daniel Buda says that the obstacle is the lack of vision of the Romanian government and local authorities.
At the European level, there are many funding programs for what social inclusion means. The EU is not the one who has to do our job at home. The problems that are at the level of these communities must be solved in Romania and not from the outside. The EU comes and puts at your disposal some European funds that you have to use. They are very good craftsmen, they are artists, they have some particular qualities that could be exploited in a good sense, which can bring added value in the Romanian community.
Geza and Gelu are examples for the young Roma people. Their life has been hard, they didn't have the facilities that the Romanian have, but they managed to succeed. Today, they hope to give the others the help they never received.
First, we have to change and civilize ourselves. I have been in Cluj for 3 years. I came here to be integrated, to develop myself. People need to be civilized and they must learn something new every day. I wanted to give up 100 times in my life, but there were always people who believed in me. They were my parents, they were my friends, my teachers, and they gave me the necessary support to take one more step.